sounded very positive on this. An Egyptian TV channel, which is close to intelligence there, put out a report saying that Egypt and Qatar say that the parties in the ceasefire deal are committed to implementing it. We know that in particular they've been working on the Hamas complaints about aid going into Gaza, notably fuel and shelters.
President Trump has more to say about government waste, fraud and abuse, and he plans to say it later today.
When you give millions and millions of dollars to somebody that stands to look at something for 15 minutes and walks away with millions of dollars, that money's coming back in some form. And that's only one form of corruption.
Mr. Trump says he'll detail where some of the hundreds of millions of dollars of wasted taxpayer money has gone. Attorney General Bondi is suing New York state officials, including the governor and the state's attorney general.
New York has chosen to prioritize illegal aliens over American citizens. It stops today.
Among other things, New York has a law allowing illegal aliens to get a driver's license and requiring them to be told when federal immigration authorities have requested their information. Bondi says that is unconstitutional. On Wall Street, ahead of this morning's opening bell, the Dow futures are up 75 points, NASDAQ futures 59 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
A new president is sworn in. America's greatness is being restored. And there's breaking news every minute. Now, tens of millions of Americans are turning off Fox and CNN and tuning in to Newsmax for the breaking information they really need to know. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top news brands in America. Find it yourself on all major cable systems and on your TV or smartphone store. Just download the Newsmax app for free and start watching. You'll get great shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty and Carl Higbee, and more. Find out why millions of Americans have made the switch. Even President Trump says Newsmax is terrific, and he's watching. So make the switch to Newsmax. Check us out on cable and satellite TV or download the Newsmax app today. Watch us anytime, anywhere. Remember, Newsmax is real news for real people.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. The city of Baltimore is suing a handgun manufacturer, saying their guns can too easily be turned into illegal weapons. The city and the state of Maryland are filing suit against Glock, saying the company makes and sells guns that can be turned into illegal machine guns with an auto sear, which officials say is a small device commonly known as a Glock switch. The lawsuit argues that by allowing for such easy changes to their weapons, Glock is endangering Baltimore and state residents and putting their health and safety at risk, since such modified machine guns are often used in crimes. Glock has not commented on the lawsuit. Johns Hopkins University is adding more officers to its police force. University officials say the plan is to add between 20 and 30 additional officers this year to help combat ongoing crime. Stein on sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online, timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The first full season of David Rubenstein's ownership gets underway today. As the Orioles begin their spring workouts, Rubenstein, of course, taking over from the Angelos family and infusing some energy into the franchise. Here's manager Brandon Hyde.
There's a breath of fresh air, a little bit of everybody's uplifted. These guys are, you know, they've been incredible to us and very uplifting and really invested in our team.
In terms of Orioles' payroll, despite not getting that ace or headline free agent, The Orioles' spending increased to $151 million this year. That's 15th in the major leagues, up from 109 last year when they were 22nd in the majors. Maryland and Nebraska tonight in the Cornhusker State. Maryland 18-6 overall. They're 8-5 in conference play. Head coach Kevin Willard says his team, full of transfers, still learning the Big Ten.
This is a confident group, which is great, but sometimes they take the foot off the gas a little bit. I think what they're learning is you cannot do that in this conference.
Terps did beat the Huskers in College Park 3 weeks ago. Jacoby Gillespie led the way with 22. Coming up in 30 minutes, Brandon Hyde talks Gunnar Henderson. And that is Stein on Sports.
Be ready for winter at Battery Warehouse, Maryland. Are you prepared for the cold weather and possible power outages? Stock up on batteries for every size and activity. Cell phones, laptops, to all-terrain vehicles. Do you need a dependable flashlight? Nebo flashlights are powerful and come in a variety of sizes, and you'll fall in love with every single one. Go to BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com, BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com for your nearest location, and stock up today.
At 9:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Time to get outside, get some vitamin D while you can. Partly cloudy, breezy today. It is a mild day, 50 the high. Tomorrow, sunny and cooler, 40. Some rain Saturday afternoon, 42 the high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 40 degrees in Westminster, 41 in Easton, and 42 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning to you. Happy Thursday. Yes, you're one day away from the weekend. And then you can celebrate by, if you're like me, celebrate by just sleeping in on Saturday morning. Happy Thursday to many of you. And you know what? Thank you so much to Adam Langer for filling in. Andrew Langer, excuse me, filling in yesterday. He did a fantastic job. And I heard that he had Matt and Mercedes Schlapp on as guests. Andrew always does a great job. So very happy that he could fill in for me. Interesting enough, the event that I had yesterday in D.C., of course, it was canceled because of the weather. So it's rescheduled. But it was rescheduled for next week at a later time. So I don't have to take any days off next week. I will be here all week. So that's great news as well. Of course, we got to get right into a lot of these breaking stories. And I have to tell you, there's one here locally that just make it so difficult. So difficult. Look, here's the thing. I will back the blue 100%, 100% of the time. Okay, my men and women in uniform, you are courageous people. And like I've said plenty of times before, when most of us are running away from danger, you're running towards it. And that takes a certain individual. And guess what? That's not me. That's not me. I don't have the courage to do it. There's one person I think that I would save, and that's my daughter, Olivia. Brian, the producer, if something was happening to you, I'm sorry, I'm out. In my stilettos, I'm running like the wind. You know, I know that I don't have it in me. What did they call it? Like the fright or flight response? Yes, I'm flight every single time. I'm running. So I commend those that even just want to be police officers, like my daughter, like others, that go to the police academy, that put their all into it, that take the oath, that go out there every single day. They're out there holidays. They're out there if it's, 2 degrees or 97 degrees, they're out there. And I do. I commend you for all the work that you're doing. But here's the thing. Here's the latest story that we've gotten from the OIG report in Baltimore City. Her name is Isabel Cumming. And she's actually very nice and very sweet. I've had the opportunity to message with her a couple of times. And she really is just genuinely a good person. She is. And so, when it comes to these IG investigations, somebody usually calls in or sends an email and they'll say, they'll give tips or information and say, hey, not sure what's going on here, but such and such and such doesn't make sense to me. Somebody might want to investigate it. And so that's how the IG gets some of these investigations on their desk. And then they go for it and they investigate it. Well, this investigation, interesting enough, has a lot of jaws on the floor, including mine. And I'm one of those people where I will, like I said, I will back the blue 100%. This has to do with the sheriff's office. Now, when Sam Cogan, the current sheriff that was elected, I guess that was 2022. Was it 2022? Yes, it was 2022 where Sam Cogan was elected, same year as State Attorney Ivan Bates. And I know they supported each other during the run, but you know, Sheriff Cogan, he ran against former Sheriff John Anderson, who had been there since 1989. Now, if you heard John Anderson in front of any of the, or during the city council hearings or committee hearings, you would probably have felt the way that I did and thought that it was probably time for him to resign. He didn't seem very with it, seemed like he had been sitting in that seat or that position for so long that he did not have the passion or the desire to help in many situations. They were talking about how many warrants weren't getting served in an adequate amount of time. He, in my view, Sheriff John Anderson didn't seem to really care. I mean, some of his responses were like, wait a minute, what? And it, to me, it just sounded like that he was... Yeah, it was probably time for him to go, right? Kind of like Mitch McConnell right now, you know, in the Senate. It's time, at some point in time, it's time for you to go. Well, you know, Sam Cogan, he ran at that time on doing away with the antiquated systems and the fact that they were just so outdated because they were still using, like, papers and files for certain things. And he said, this was, again, this was his huge platform piece. I remember it because I talked about his run. I was on the air. His huge platform piece was to fix the system because it was so outdated. And they said that it was making things difficult, whether it was, you know, the files that were, you know, that were in the office. They had to then try to get some of the files from Sheriff John Anderson. There were times where he wasn't there. Things had to be put on hold. You know, some of the systems where, you know, of course, if everything's on paper, you know, some people had a hard time putting some cases together. There was a lot going on. It was no doubt that the system was outdated. No doubt. But when you run on fixing a system, right, especially the, you know, the system in which this office operates, the last thing you probably most likely want to do is contribute to the problems in the system. That's the last thing you want to do. Well, I have some audio here from Fox 45. Because we found out that the sheriff's office overpaid 94 deputies three times their salary based on overtime that they were signing in to receive. Now, we know that we have a shortage in the city, the county, across the state, really across the country when it comes to officers on patrol. So I wasn't shocked to hear that these deputies were receiving overtime. But when you hear the amount, you will be shocked. Take a listen.
A new Inspector General report out today found nearly 100 Baltimore City Sheriff's deputies were overpaid by three times their salaries for more than 3 months. Tonight, we look at how this happened and the response from the Sheriff's Office.
A shocking Inspector General report out Wednesday found 94 Baltimore City Sheriff's deputies were overpaid by three times their regular salaries for 3 months. Inspector General Isabel Cummings says the overpayment totaled nearly $2.24 million.
The sheriff wanted to give his employees an increase. And the sheriff's, they had already received a COLA of 7%, but he wanted them to be closer to the police level.
According to the report, the complaint came in last March, alleging Baltimore City Sheriff Samuel Cogan emailed his employees with instructions on how to receive extra pay of $15 an hour using the City Detail Overtime pay code, but never notified any city agency he was doing so.
There was a clause that allowed them, when they work with the police, to actually get something called City Detail Overtime. And he ordered, in a memo, he ordered all 90 employees to actually use that pay code of City Detail Overtime and for all their work. So by doing that would give them $15 an hour.
But Cummings says the pay code was misconfigured in Workday, the city's payroll system, and the deputies were actually paid triple the amount they would have earned for a regular 8-hour workday. For example, a deputy's pay without the code for 94 hours was just over $3,000, but with the pay code, it was more than $10,000. Kogan says he was unaware of the misconfiguration when he issued the order, saying he only did it to help resolve the office's difficulty in hiring and retaining employees. It came after Mayor Brendan Scott declined to support administrative pay raises.
What he did is he interpreted that when they're doing their normal job, that's considered city detail overtime. So that's the question. Doing your job, should you be getting overtime? And by doing that, for those months, it ended up being $2.1 million.
As of the release of the report, the city of Baltimore has not requested the incorrect payments be returned. Now Cummings says some of the sheriff's deputies have brought forth arbitration seeking to reinstate the order issued by Kogan and recover back pay.
They weren't entitled to it, but that's what is going on right now with the arbitration.
Okay.
So that is, you know, it was $2.1 million that wasn't supposed to be taken out of their budget, and it was. And now they're in a deficit.
Cummings says whether the use of the city detail clause for additional salary is legal is also being investigated.
All right. There's a report there by Fox 45. I know that was a pretty long clip there, but I wanted you to get the full scope of what's going on. As you heard there, there was a faulty pay code. Now, Sheriff Sam Kogan was the one that shared this pay code with the deputies to be able to sign up for this overtime pay. Okay, couple questions here, and I want you guys to weigh in on this. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. So you have this pay code, and you have the deputies entering, you know, that in so they can receive the overtime. At no point in time did no one notice. Did the deputies not notice? Because here's the thing. I think that this is a problem with honesty here, because there's no way in the world that I can take it. I can make about $3,000. I think they said for what, 90 hours came to about a, you know, week's worth of pay. $3,000. And then I put in an overtime pay code. And now all of a sudden I have $11,000. Nobody thought, this doesn't seem right. Nobody thought, let me go ahead and just check with Sheriff Kogan and see if this is what he meant. Like, nobody came forward. No one. This is an issue. And it's more of an issue of character, right? Because to me, it's like this. If I knew for a fact that I was supposed to be getting overtime and I saw that the increase was three times my salary, there, you know, for me as a person, I would have to go down to HR or to payroll, whatever have you, and I would have to check and see if it's correct. Because in my mind, and some people will say, well, Kim, you know, some people would walk away with the money. You know, times are tough. I get that. But in my mind, that amount of money, I'm thinking I would have to pay it back. And that's what they're trying to figure out. How do they recover this $2.2 million? Baltimore City doesn't have $2.2 million just to throw to the wind. They don't have it. Now, I did hear where Mayor Brandon Scott did do an interview this morning. And he says that, you know, because, of course, he was asked, should Sheriff Kogan resign over this? And that's my question to you, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. You can also text me in the text line. Should the sheriff resign over something like this? Because, you know, even when you're giving this pay code out, at no point in time did you notice that there was a ton of money being shoveled out. Now, this happened for over 3 months. 3 months. So let's just pretend that they get paid, you know, bi-weekly. You're telling me all of those pay periods you never noticed? You never noticed millions of dollars going out the door? I'm sorry. It's hard for me to buy this. And I like Sheriff Kogan. I like the sheriffs. I like the deputies. I like all of our officers. It's very hard for me to defend this. You guys, listen. It's extremely hard to defend this. Okay? It really is. And so that's my question to you this morning. Should Sheriff Kogan resign over this? Should deputies have to pay this back? I know that the IG, she said, Isabel Cummings, she said, we're going to have to try to claw some of this back. I don't know how you do it. Who has that sitting in their account? Those deputies that took that pay, remember, this was back in November of 2023, and they finally caught it in February of 2024. Who still has that sitting in their bank account where they can now, you know, turn it back in? That was, how long ago was that? That was a year ago. This is a mess. This is a mess. Let me know what your thoughts are. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. We're going to continue to talk about this. You know, as far as should Sheriff Kogan resign, I would at least love to hear his statement. From my understanding, he's saying that he never noticed. I've got more questions then. You never noticed? You never, even after you gave this pay code out, you never said, you know what, let me check the system and see if everybody's using it accurately? That never appealed to you to just check and see? It's hard for me to buy this. All right, real quick, can you hear me very well? I hope that you can hear me. Of course, I don't want this to happen to you, but imagine losing the ability to hear someone say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment, or just hearing the birds chirp, your favorite song, or conversations with old friends. Losing your hearing takes a toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. Now, if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, I need you to call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and an empathetic approach for each patient's treatment plan, and they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Now, Audiology Associates has been the trusted name of Maryland, and they have been for over 44 years, so don't worry about that. You can trust what they're doing. They have offices throughout the Baltimore metro area, which makes it easier for you. And so today is the day. Just call 410-944-3100, or you can go online at aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? Yikes. When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get the same fast, reliable nationwide coverage without the Big Wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month, and that's not a short-term promo. But don't just take our word for it. Here's Jackie and Veronica, real customers.
I didn't know that I could get something for a lot less money that was actually better than who I was with before.
Anytime anybody complains about their cell phone bill, we say, you've got to check out Consumer Cellular.
Our U.S.-based experts will get you switched and saving in about 20 minutes. Just call, click, or bring us your bill and see how much you can save. Because when it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you. That's 1-888-FREEDOM, ConsumerCellular.com, or our store in Timonium at York and Ridgely Road. Real people pay to share their opinions in this ad. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. And now save 50% on the new Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. Plus free home delivery ends President's Day. Exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
The Sean Hannity Show.
For anybody that has ever wanted limited government and more freedom, this is probably the only opportunity that we will have in our lifetime to get rid of waste and fraud and abuse. And they're talking about cutting $2 trillion. I think they're serious as hell, and I think it will happen as long as Republican lawmakers go along with what their recommendations are. Those recommendations are expected on July 4th of 2026.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're talking about this, and I want you to weigh in. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. The question today, should Sheriff Kogan resign? On March 6, 2024, the Office of the Inspector General received a complaint alleging potential waste and misuse of authority by Baltimore City Sheriff Sam Kogan, alleging that he emailed Baltimore City Sheriff's Office employees with instructions on how to receive extra pay. There was a pay code that went out in that email, and deputies used it, about 94 deputies. And so for many of them, a week's worth of work is about $3,000. But after using this pay code, it makes me think of, like, you know, those codes you put in on the, like, an Amazon purchase to get a little discount. They put in the pay code. It went from $3,000 earned a week to $11,000 earned a week. Are you kidding me? That was the overtime pay. You, like I said, I love my men and women in uniform, but come on, guys. Come on. I've got Drew and Timonium. Drew, what say you on this one?
Tim, I work for the city. I've known people that currently work for the city. I actually think that the sheriff probably got guidance from the police because they were already using that. But this goes back to the fact that there's no audibility in the city. You just can do whatever you want to do. I mean, you do that in any department down there, nobody's tracking this. And when the IG comes out, they can only make recommendations. Not like they can even recoup that money. Yeah. So this just goes to show that it's another one where it's, well, I'm sure somebody else is tracking it, and ultimately nobody is.
What? I've got so many questions, Drew, because if the sheriff's office is using that pay code, who else is using that pay code?
I'm sure it's across the board, but this was probably, you know, because of the amount of people using it, that's the only reason it got caught, and also because of the complaint. But mm-hmm. I'm sure across the city government, they're using that because somebody else said, well, you can use it, and you'll up your pay.
Yeah, right. And who wouldn't do that, right? Especially in these times. Drew, thank you so much for calling in and sharing. I appreciate you. I hope you have a great weekend. All right, we got, Scott in Westminster. Scott, hey, how do you feel about this with the pay code from the sheriff's office?
Well, you know, I'm certainly pro-police. My wife works for them. But 20 years in the Army, many times, of course, they would underpay and then they've got to correct it. But there were a few times over that period where they would accidentally overpay for whatever reason. Money. DFAS would recoup the money. They would do it over time. There'd be a grace period. There's no interest. It's like, yeah, it's our mistake, but you still got to pay it back. So I don't see why there should be an exemption here for working for the government, state or federal, or anywhere else. And it seems, unfortunately, to be a very willful and detailed and intentional defrauding of the funds.
Yeah. Scott, I guess my thing, too, is, you know, I know they're going to try to claw this back, and I hear what you're saying. They can do it over time. But I wonder how many of these deputies will say, all right, well, let me just work it back. You know what I mean? Let me put in overtime for no pay.
Well, I think that's okay. I mean, you got to find some kind of compromise, and if there's a way to work it back, because honestly, I mean, it's willful by the people who accepted the money as well, because they had to intentionally enter a code that they knew. It wasn't like, oh, there's a mistake, you know, like Monopoly, a bank error in your favor. I mean, this was an intentional thing by the officers as well. I'm not saying, you know, we need them, or there's a shortage. There's got to be some kind of reprimand, but in the end, you know, if there's a way to pay it back, I think you came up with a good solution.
Yeah. Well, Scott, thank you so much for weighing in. I appreciate you. Hope you have a great weekend. Let's see. I've got David in Whiteford. David, got about a minute here. How do you feel about this? And do you think the sheriff, Sam Cogan, should resign?
No, I don't think he should resign, but I think that he should be questioned about it. As far as the 94 officers, there should be an investigation done. There's an integrity problem where not one of them came to any supervisor and said, wait a minute, you overpaid me. I work for the state of Maryland, and believe me, they scrutinize the overtime. They scrutinize your mileage sheets that you turn in to get reimbursed. A couple times some people did receive more pay, and they did have to pay it back. They made a payment plan back to the state. So, yes, that needs to be done, and it needs to be an integrity investigation, because they are certified law enforcement officers, and there's a trust issue. That's what I have to say.
David, thank you so much. I appreciate you. Hope you have a great weekend. I agree with David 100%. There is an issue here. There's a big issue. Yes, the $2.2 million that went out the door, trust me, big issue. The bigger issue is that nobody said anything. Nobody said a word. I got to get your feedback on this. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I got some text messages to read. If you haven't already, go to the App Store, download the WCBM app. It is free. You can text me live right through that app. And I got a couple phone calls to take when we get back from break here. But, you know, this is a huge issue in my view, right? You take this oath of office to be honest, to have the integrity, right? It says a lot about the officers' characters, and that scares me. That worries me. And there's a lot of people that have been saying this for quite some time. We'll continue to discuss this when we get back.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Line by line, President Trump says he has been going over the records of how taxpayer dollars have been doled out by the federal government. And Mr. Trump says it is not a pretty picture. He says there's a lot of waste, fraud, and abuse going on. Plans to talk about it later today at a news conference. Addressing the NATO allies, the Pentagon chief, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, spelling out the Trump administration position on Ukraine. Hegseth says there's no one better suited than President Trump to bring all the parties together for peace talks aimed at ending the war in Ukraine. Seems that three more Israeli hostages are on the verge of a homecoming. Hamas now saying it will free the captives on Saturday. This is part of the Gaza ceasefire agreement. The opening bell just sounding this morning on Wall Street. Stocks starting off the day narrowly mixed. This is SRN News.
All right, you said bye-bye to big government and you want limited government. You voted for that. Well, now it's time to trim the fat from big wireless. If you are still using the big carriers, Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, I ask, why are you doing that? Because my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company, gives you the exact same service. They use the same cell towers. You get the same 5G network. You get better customer service. And they're based here in the U.S., and you pay half the price for the exact same thing. Now, that's right. There's simply no need to spend $85, $100 a month per person on your wireless bill. Not when you can get unlimited talk, text, 15 gigs of data with mobile hotspot for just $35 a month. And by the way, the average family of four saves about $1,000 a year with Pure Talk. Make the switch. You simply dial #250, say the keyword, save now, do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. That's #250, keyword, save now from our friends at Pure Talk, America's wireless company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. Pitchers and catchers began tossing it around at 9 a.m. this morning. O's fans getting their first look at Charlie Morton, Tomoyuki Sugano. Hopefully, a rejuvenated Adley Rutschman emerges. Meanwhile, Orioles manager Brandon High talking about Gunnar Henderson and how much his young shortstop has grown.
The competitiveness, how badly he wants to be great, how badly he wants to be an awesome leader on a championship team. Those are the things that impress me so much about him.
Henderson, 69 homers, 192 driven in 3 years. He was the AL Rookie of the Year in 23, an All-Star in 24. Canada and Sweden dropped the puck in Montreal last night as the Four Nations hockey tournament got underway.
Crosby delayed and sets up Marner, full stride into the zone. Mitch Marner scores! Mitch Marner! An overtime winner for Team Canada!
The wrister by the Maple Leafs winger, the call by Brendan Burke on TNT. 4-3 Canada over the Swedes. The U.S. takes on Finland tonight at 8 p.m. Coming up in 30 minutes, Towson puts their 10-game winning streak on the line. And that is Stein on Sports.
Be ready for winter at Battery Warehouse, Maryland. Are you prepared for the cold weather and possible power outages? Stock up on batteries for every size and activity. Cell phones, laptops to all-terrain vehicles. Do you need a dependable flashlight? Nebo flashlights are powerful and come in a variety of sizes, and you'll fall in love with every single one. Go to BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com, BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com for your nearest location, and stock up today.
You still might see a shower too briefly this morning, but we're on our way to some sunshine. Turning out partly cloudy, it is breezy, and warming up to near 50 today. Temperatures at night, though, on the chilly side, mid to upper 20s. Sunny tomorrow, a cool afternoon, 40 the high. Another round of rain heads our way for the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's time to ditch big wireless. Pure Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month on America's most dependable 5G network. Switch today. Just dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Guess what? Discover's accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. You heard right. 99%. If you don't think so, maybe it's time to face facts. You're stuck in the past. Based on the February 2024 Nielsen report, discover.com/creditcards. card.
Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and coworkers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, we're talking about a local story that is pretty crazy when you think about it. It's coming out of the Baltimore City Sheriff's Office, and that's going to be, actually, it's a question of the day. It's up right now, WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Should Sheriff Kogan resign? That's the question, yes or no. And if you're just joining us, it's because, unfortunately, Sheriff Kogan sent out a pay code via email to his deputies, about 94 of them, and he was helping them receive more overtime. Now, he said he did this because he was making sure that he retained his deputies. You know, we have a shortage when it comes to officers on patrol. And they have a huge job over there at the sheriff's office because they're really assisting the Baltimore City Department a lot, considering that they have this huge shortage. So when it comes to serving warrants, things like that, the sheriff's office has stepped up in many roles, putting them in a position where they have to receive overtime because they are working overtime. And so I see nothing wrong with that. The problem is this pay code gave the deputies basically three times their actual pay when it came to the amount in overtime. So there was an example here. You might have made $3,000 for like 90 hours a week. And with that pay code, that individual was then taking home $11,000 that week. This is huge. Now, like I said before the break, the biggest issue in my view, you could call and let me know your view, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, is the issue, the fact that nobody said anything. Nobody said anything. And so it's interesting because it's like you expect our officers to be very honest in every aspect of their lives, whether it's, you know, at work or in their personal life, because usually, you know, those that are officers, you would think that that's just kind of the person that they are. Right. They serve and they serve us, the public. And like I said, I believe they do a great job. But at the same time, it's like, well, what does that say about those that kind of just took the pay? It says a lot in my view. I want to get your view. I've got Brian in White Marsh. Brian, what say you?
Hey, Kim, if I could, I'd like to read two sentences to you. The sheriff's office will be more public facing than it has been in the past, as we demonstrate our commitment to serving Baltimore's people. We shall strive to set an example to all that our law enforcement professionals can operate effectively while still maintaining the public trust. This is the first thing you see on the Baltimore City Sheriff's website, and that's a quote by Sam Kogan. As far as I'm concerned, there's 95 people here who have betrayed the public's trust, one sheriff and 94 deputies. You can't tell me that those 94 deputies didn't notice this or thought it was or didn't think it was unusual that they're getting now $11,000 in their paycheck versus $3,000. So yeah. I think that is, I'll reiterate what a couple other people said, that is absolutely an integrity problem. And it's also not beyond the realm of possibility in the private sector. I've seen it done before, and I've done it before as a business owner, where you will dock somebody's paycheck over the course of a period of time for losses that they have caused that company to incur, whether it be theft, which could be a fireable offense, and this is theft of money as far as I'm concerned, but I understand the need for retention. But it just seems to me that 95 people have betrayed the people of Baltimore City, and there needs to be some, thank God for Isabel Cummings to oversee this, but I think it starts at the head. That sheriff was fraudulent in that order. I'd like to know how he's basically skirting the system by giving these guys these pay codes.
Right.
Who was that approved by, is my question. And why didn't he go for approval to the mayor, to Cummings, whoever it might be, to get this? I'm not against the overtime. You're right. They do a dangerous job. I work with these folks every day.
Right.
At the range. So we love them, but there has to be, you know, accountability for this.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Brian, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you. Thank you. Have a great weekend. That's why this is a question of the day. Should Sheriff Kogan resign over this? Go to WCBM.com and partake in our poll brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. And you can also call in and read some of these text messages here in just a second. But here's, you know, this is where we are with this thing. And even though I'm on the side of saying that he should not resign, I think that the sheriff's office has stepped up. From what my understanding is that we've had more warrants served and out of the door because of the sheriff's office and Sam Cogan's leadership. But this is pretty egregious. I don't see how you make a mistake like this. It's very hard to understand, because once you gave that pay code out, to not follow up with either payroll or any of your deputies to understand, you know, how much they were then, you know, were they satisfied with bringing in what they were with that overtime pay? Like, you never had a conversation about the overtime pay. You couldn't have, because otherwise you would have found out that not only was it, you know, not only were your deputies satisfied with the pay, they were getting an extraordinary amount. And so it just, you know, I guess some people could say, well, this is just something that fell through the cracks. I guess, you know, on Sheriff Cogan's side. But for the deputies, I mean, what was going on over there? I've got Richard in North Carolina. Richard, what say you?
I kind of agree with you, but they should bring everybody in and have interviews with them. But we probably need a doge in every city, town, state in this country.
Yeah.
You look at HUD. HUD used to send Baltimore millions of dollars year after year after year. What happened to all the money that HUD sends to these cities?
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, you know, any place there's money. I worked for a drugstore. I made 50 cents an hour. If I got $2 more than I thought I should have got, I went to the pharmacy and I said, look, I think you made a mistake.
Right,
and
right.
You're talking about thousands of dollars.
Right. Yeah, Richard.
Money involved. There's a lot of corruption in this country, and I think Trump and Elon is going to prove it in the federal government. And like I said, they need to check every city, state, town.
Yeah. Yeah. And Richard, that's what I was thinking, too, because, and I think I even told the story here, I bought a purse once at Target, and it actually had a wallet inside the purse that was not supposed to be in there. So I didn't see it till I got to the parking lot. And then I went back in and gave them the wallet, said, hey, this was in the purse I just bought. Because for me, I couldn't walk away with a wallet I didn't pay for. So, you know, that's how most people feel. You know what I mean? Like, most people don't want to steal. So this is interesting, because, you know, to find out that these deputies didn't come forward, it's a tough pill to swallow.
And one more thing. How can the post office operate losing $30 billion year after year after year? Nobody in the government does anything about it.
Yeah, that's also another problem. You're right, Richard. Big we need problem. Doge everywhere. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We need Doge everywhere. I mean, this is wild to me. Now, I will say, remember, Isabel Cumming, the inspector general, she said she received this tip. Now, a lot of the times, you know, these are kind of like whistleblowers. They're anonymous. You're not going to know exactly who they are. Was it a sheriff that gave this tip? You know, was it somebody, a deputy? Was it somebody that worked at the payroll office? And with this tip, that person, why did they go to the inspector general? Did they try to go to Sheriff Cogan and he wasn't listening? Did they try to go somewhere else? Because in my view, she's the last person I would call, right? I first would say, hey, Mr. or Mrs. at payroll, I got thousands of dollars more than I probably should have. Just thought I'd let you know. You know, or hey, Sheriff Cogan, I was making $3,000 a week. Now I'm making $11,000 a week. I don't know. It only happened once I put the pay code in that just sent to me via email. Like, so the whistleblower, that man or woman, did they try going somewhere else first? Or was the IG their first phone call? I don't believe that. And the person that might have first, you know, got the tip and the first in line, who was that person? And why didn't they do anything about it? Why did it have to get to Isabel Cumming? All right, let me go back to the phone lines here. I got Mark in White Marsh. Mark, you wanted to weigh in?
Hello?
Yep, go ahead, Mark.
Okay, I think you're missing an important question.
All right.
Why did this code even exist? Who was it for? Was it for politicians so they can get extra money? Was it for teachers so that they can't teach but they can get extra money? So, I mean, why did the code even exist?
So
if it's a valid code for overtime, why can't anybody use it?
Right. So, Mark, and that's the problem, right? We don't know who else had the code, and I'm pretty sure they're going to have to investigate that. But from my understanding, the code, Sheriff Kogan had the code because the mayor did not want to give them more money and more pay for overtime. So he gave out the code, apparently, because the mayor wouldn't give the department more money from the city itself.
But how did the code exist in the beginning? Somebody had to establish that code so that somebody could get a lot of money.
Right. And so when I heard the OIG talk about it, she was saying that, I guess, many departments received the code. Maybe it came from the mayor's office. I'm not sure. But she said many departments received the code to help with overtime. But she said that Sam Kogan misinterpreted how to use it. I guess she's saying it should have never went out in an email.
Yeah, whoever established the code, they're the ones that are corrupt. They are the ones that are corrupt because they wanted to get extra money for themselves or someone else. But you're not jumping on them.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying that that person's corrupt personally. Because
yeah, you don't
knows?
Mention it,
who knows who told them? You know whether or not it was okay to make the code. Because it could. Did it come from the mayor's office? I don't know.
Right, but who established the code in the beginning?
That's a question that we'll have to find out. Great
but
question, Mark.
You haven't addressed that at all. All you're doing is going over these hardworking deputies.
Okay, so you're saying the deputies have no fault in saying anything about having thousands of dollars more in their paycheck than they should have?
They were told this is a valid code, and so they charged it.
All right, Mark, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate you. I hope you have a great weekend. Look, you can try to slice that pie any way you want to. I'm not buying it. Hey, look, and I talk all the time. I back the blue 100%. But you cannot sit there and tell me that you got an overpay or an overtime pay code that took your paycheck from $3,000 to $11,000, and nobody thought that that was a little suspicious. I'm sorry. Our deputies are not stupid, okay? You're not going to just sit there and put a code in and say, oh, well, you know, I got all this money. I'm just not buying it. But, Mark, that's a good question. Who originally made the pay code? That I don't see in this report. Right now, it just says the city detail overtime is the name of the pay code. But she was saying, the IG, Inspector General Isabel Cummings, she was saying that the pay code was misconfigured in Workday. Workday, I guess, is like this computer program that they have. And the deputies who followed Kogan's instructions were paid triple the amount that they would have earned for a regular 8-hour workday. And so, again, it's... I don't know if the person that put the pay code together, I don't know if they were corrupt. Because apparently it wasn't input in the system correctly. That could have been an honest mistake. That doesn't mean the person was trying to give them three times their salary. That could have been an honest mistake. Now, who made the pay code, I don't know. But they put it in wrong, obviously. But I'm not willing to sit here and say that person is corrupt. Okay, because it could have been an accident. It could have been. I got John, our firefighter friend, in the text line. He says, Kim, I'm sure that goes on quite often as far as the sheriffs. I will tell you, I pretty much double my salary every year with overtime, but I'm actually working the overtime. We are so short-staffed that you pretty much can work every day. There's a couple of paramedics that work constantly with just little breaks of 10 hours between shifts. One individual has made over $300,000 at the short-staffed fire departments are around the country. Again, that was John. John is always thank you for your service. Yeah, no, they're obviously short-staffed. And I suspect that almost everyone right now, first responder-wise in the state of Maryland, should be clocking some kind of overtime pay. I just don't think it should be three times their salary. And I'm sure they know that as well. I've got Chris in Perry Hall. Chris, you wanted to weigh in?
Hey, Kim. How you doing? So, couple thoughts. I've called before. My background is I did corporate finance for a lot of years. And to me, when I hear these things, first of all, I can't believe we're giving more and more money to the government when it's clear that they just don't manage it well. But it really highlights what we call in finance a control environment, right? You've got detective controls on the front end, and preventive controls on the front end, and detective controls on the back end. And obviously, there was none of that happening on the front end. There should be some type of reconciliation process to make sure it's reasonable in terms of what the pay should be based on, you know, the payroll records and what's going out. On the back end, there should be some comparison of the pay relative to the budget, and it should have been surfaced relatively quickly. I'll put aside anything about the integrity questions, but, you know, we're hearing more and more about just how poor the management is of all the money that taxpayers pay into, whether it's city, state, or federal government.
Yeah.
And you wonder why people say, I don't want to give you any more money.
Right. And then to make up for all their mismanagement, they just tax us more.
Exactly. Right.
And it's
exactly.
Wild. Yeah. Chris, thank you so much.
Corporate world, never. This it would never. It would be out of business so quickly.
Right. You're right about that. Chris, thank you so much for weighing in. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Yeah. And that is. In the private sector, this would never happen. I mean, this went on for 3 months. Nobody caught it for 3 months. And like I said, they probably get paid biweekly, right? We're just throwing that out there. I don't know if they do. Could be weekly. I'm going to go with biweekly. You're telling me for 3 months, biweekly, nobody saw this? And the person that, again, the whistleblower went to Isabel Cumming, the inspector general. How did the whistleblower get over there? Right? Your first phone call, in my view, is to Sheriff Sam Cogan. That's my first phone call. But, you know, my second phone call would be to payroll or HR over there at the sheriff's office. That's my second phone call. I'm not just picking up the phone and calling the IG. I wouldn't do that. Some people might. I don't know. When we get back, I'll answer some more of your calls on this. 410-WCBM-680. That's 410-922-6680.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You know, when you watch the media freak out over all things Donald Trump, you would think that nothing great is happening. But you know what? Every day there's something new. Even little things. I saw today that, you know, the president could claw back $4.3 billion in unspent federal funds for this ridiculous California high-speed rail project, just as he froze $1 billion for the perpetually delayed and derailed project during his first term as president. The unspent federal funds conceivably could be subject to cancellation by a hostile Trump administration. This is in the Fresno Bee. It's not hostile. It's a boondoggle. It's a waste of taxpayer money, and it's time to cut your losses. This thing was supposed to be done a decade ago, for crying out loud.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. All right, you said bye-bye to big government, and you want limited government. You voted for that. Well, now it's time to trim the fat from big wireless. If you are still using the big carriers, Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, I ask, why are you doing that? Because my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company, gives you the exact same service. They use the same cell towers. You get the same 5G network. You get better customer service. And they're based here in the U.S., and you pay half the price for the exact same thing. And that's right. There's simply no need to spend $85, $100 a month per person on your wireless bill. Not when you can get unlimited talk, text, 15 gigs of data with mobile hotspot for just $35 a month. And by the way, the average family of four saves about $1,000 a year with Pure Talk. Make the switch. You simply dial #250, say the keyword, save now, do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. That's #250, keyword, save now, from our friends at Pure Talk, America's wireless company.
And now for the Institute on the Constitution, here's Michael Anthony Peruca with The American View.
During the first 2 weeks of his second term as president, Donald Trump has issued a flurry of executive orders. Prior to retaking office, Trump announced with great fanfare his intention to heavily utilize executive orders to reprioritize the agenda of American government and to reshape American culture. Indeed, Trump has issued executive orders regarding a wide variety of subjects, ranging from border security to the elimination of DEI programs in the military and in government offices. But regrettably, there's a great deal of ignorance and misunderstanding about what executive orders are designed to do, as well as the constitutional authority and justification for them. So this might be a good time to offer a few clarifications regarding what executive orders are and what they are not. Firstly, an executive order is not law. Remember that Article 1, Section 1 of the Constitution vests all lawmaking power in the legislative branch, that is, in Congress. This means that the president has no lawmaking power, so executive orders are not law. Properly understood, executive orders are communications from the president to the executive branch of government, providing instruction on how the existing laws will be administered. So any order that purports to create law is not constitutionally valid. Finally, we should always be wary about executive orders which are designed to declare emergencies, since this is always the precursor to government abuses of authority. This is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution, bringing you the American View.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Hear the news, then talk about it. At the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk. Only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening.
All right. Very interesting conversation this morning. You had the IG in Baltimore City, Isabel Cumming, and her staff. They found out that in the sheriff's office, you had 94 deputies that were receiving three times their pay. It looks like back in 2023, November 2023 to February 2024. And they used a pay code to get them some overtime. Because, of course, our men and women in blue are putting in a lot of overtime. So that's not anything suspicious there. But the strange part is getting three times their pay, right? So for 90 hours a week, you might get paid $3,000, but it then went to $11,000. And it took a whistleblower to contact the inspector to get it straightened out. I've got Brian in Columbia. Brian, you wanted to weigh in?
Hey, how are you, ma'am? First of all, great show.
Thanks.
I'm going to switch over to you. I listen to you every morning.
Thank you.
Now let's get right to the business. Okay. First and foremost, that's theft. That's just basic theft. There's no running around that. That's theft. Well, first thing that should happen is the sheriff himself should resign. I'm not saying the deputy should be fired, but they should be made to pay it back. And they can't pay it back, ma'am, by working off the clock. That's going to have to come right out of their checks, little by little, every 2 weeks. They can't say, well, I'm going to work an extra 5 hours today and not get paid for it. You can't do that. That's against the law. Okay? And I'm going to correlate it to this. Let's just, you know, the deputies, the sheriff's deputies, help Baltimore police in raids and this type of thing. So what if they start going in houses and they find an extra $15,000 from a drug dealer? Should they be able to keep that because they're not getting paid enough? No. They got to turn that in. So once you go down that line of letting them get away with stuff, it's never going to stop.
Yeah. Yeah, there's definitely an integrity issue here, Brian. Thank you so much for weighing in. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you. I mean, look, it does raise a lot of eyebrows. You know, we'll stay on this topic, and then we'll also include next hour the teachers union and how they're still pushing for this Kerwood Commission that we cannot afford. You wonder, they have members there, the teachers union, that actually can do math? Are there any math teachers that can help the teachers union out? We'll discuss all that and more when we get back.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement.